Good morning once again. I am so thrilled to be with you, to be standing here before you. And I am so delighted and grateful to be your interim minister for these next couple of years. On this first Sunday with you, I think a bit of an introduction is in order. I want you to know who I am, what I stand for, what I know to be true, and what is in my heart. In this interim period together, I hope to get to know each of you, who you are, what you stand for, what you know to be true, and what is in your heart. I grew up just north of the San Francisco Bay Area, where my father served as a progressive United Methodist minister. The narrow theology of the church didn't speak to me, though as a teenager, I loved going to the week-long summer camp. I didn't have the language for it then, but looking back, I realize what I was experiencing at the camp was what I now would call beloved community. A community of kindness and compassion, where the typical teenage barriers were dropped. At camp, worshiping together outside, under the trees, I witnessed the healing power of authenticity and love and friendship across social borders. My first career goal was to become a psychotherapist. I found a graduate school program with a multicultural, anti-racist focus that taught me to see social systems through the lens of power dynamics. I became fluent in the language of power and oppression and learned to see the subtle means by which those in power maintained their positions in society. Though the program taught me much about people and opened me in ways that I needed to be opened, I eventually discerned that psychotherapy was not the right direction for me, and I left the university at the midway point. Later that year, my father suddenly died, and for the first time in my 26 years, I had the experience of heart-wrenching grief. In the following days and weeks and months, as my heart slowly healed and the world took on a new kind of normal, I began to hear the echo of the voices of all of those who, over the course of my life, had asked me if I was going to be a minister like my father. For the first time, I allowed that possibility to enter my mind. Though I was perplexed because I couldn't think of a denomination that would be a good fit for my broad theological perspective or my progressive values. Of course, that was because I didn't yet know of Unitarian Universalism. I found Star King's School for the Ministry in the Berkeley Yellow Pages. Remember the Yellow Pages? And fell in love with the school's multi-religious, counter-oppressive pedagogy. My experience at Star King transformed me immeasurably. It is a rigorous yet compassionate training ground that blew open the doors of my theological understanding and grounded me on the path of prophetic religious leadership. Part of my schooling included a semester of hospital chaplaincy, where I learned to translate my spiritual understandings into the religious language of the person before me, and the importance of simply being present with people who are experiencing unbearable pain and grief. I resisted the idea of becoming a parish minister until during my internship in Kansas City, I came to understand that the main purpose of a congregation is to provide people with an opportunity to embody just and loving community. Churches are true practice grounds for deepening our capacity for compassion and forgiveness. I am grateful every single day that it is my job to help create and sustain beloved community, a place where everyone is free to be fully themselves, where no one is rejected for who they are, and where we strive to meet one another in love. The last 10 years of serving in congregational ministry have given me many opportunities to help individuals and communities to live into their most clear and loving expression and bring unhealthy systems into balance. The year following my internship, I was a circuit riding preacher. I served 5 congregations in eastern Kansas, and western Missouri. Part of my work involved assisting a very small community in rural Kansas to start a brand new UU congregation. I also helped a staunchly humanist fellowship in Lawrence, Kansas, get themselves unstuck from some old toxic patterns. And now they are a thriving congregation with a new sanctuary and a full-time minister. During my 7.5 years serving in Grass Valley, I helped nurture and support the community as it bloomed into a strong, vibrant, loving congregation, clearly reflecting their own stated values. It was not always easy, but we hung in there together through the rough patches. And I think it served us all well that my leadership style is one of collaboration and partnership, rather than dictatorial or top-down. Last year, I served as a second minister in a mid-sized congregation just outside of Boston. And this was perhaps the most difficult year of ministry for me, simply because the senior minister and I did not work well together. I loved my work, and I was enjoying my ever-deepening connection with the congregation when some upsetting things unfolded, and it became clear to both the senior minister and I that it just was not going to work out. My family, friends, and partners were a steady source of love and support through the decision to end my ministry there. As many of you probably know, creating healthy systems is not always a smooth process. Entrenched patterns that undermine a community's goals can be hard to detect and even harder to shift. Sometimes there are obstacles that seem immovable. I've learned through my training and experience the value of holding up a clear vision of health, openness, and transparency, and that there are times when naming a sacred cow is met with indignation and even outrage. But like these old rocks that anchor us here on this land, I know how to hold a community steady as the winds of change whip about. I have been through many storms. And I have been humbled over and over by the restorative power of simply reflecting back to people their own indwelling spark, the truth of who we are. Now, to be clear, I have only heard wonderful things about this congregation from everyone I have spoken to. And the board and I had a very productive retreat all day yesterday. It was fun to get to know one another. We laughed together as we shaped and envisioned the work ahead. I imagine that in these next 2 years, we will have a lot of fun together as we go about the business of co-creating this beloved community. Even though our time together is limited to 2 years, it is my hope that we can be present to one another and make the most of each moment together. Sometimes when we realize there are limits on our time, it gives us the opportunity to get right down to the good stuff. I have a friend in her 80s, and every time we get together for tea, she starts by saying, "Let's talk about what really matters first." Knowing our time together is relatively short, we can really dig in and do the work that we need to do to bring the best expression of this congregation into being. May we continue the good work begun by the founders almost 60 years ago to create a congregation which welcomes all who are seeking a place to explore their spiritual beliefs, to heal those who feel broken, and challenge the wider systems of oppression that would have us believe that some lives are more worthy than others. Let us have the courage to take the risks we need to take together with humor, with love, and an intrepid sense of adventure. I believe that the heart of the relationship between a minister and her congregation is the same as the heart of all relationships. It is the opportunity to be a blessing to one another. We can choose to show one another our authentic selves, and by so doing, invite one another into holy relationship. I believe we can trust those moments of grace when we feel our connectedness to one another and to life itself. I believe oneness is our natural state of being, and the experience of isolation and separation is an illusion from which we can awaken. Spiritual teacher Adyashanti says, Amidst all of the complications and distractions of modern life, we are entrusted to remember that we are here for two fundamental reasons: to awaken to our intrinsic divinity, and to love in such a way that our presence here redeems the sorrows of life. May it be so for each of us and all of us together. May we embrace our fundamental purpose together. Amen and blessed be.